KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, checking sports, first in high school baseball last night. The Atlantic baseball team picked up a nice win over Kemper Catholic, 5-0. The Trojans got a nice performance on the mound from Chase McLaren. And head coach Gaylord Schelling spoke with KJAN's Chris Parks after the game and praised McLaren along with the overall performance.
Chase McLaren pitched a good game. We played great defense. We have timely hitting tonight, and that's what you got to have. That's a very good team. They came in. They had it playing a tournament yesterday. They played two games yesterday. They split that. And so, you know, Chris, it's a good win for our program. You know, we had lost a tough one on Friday night to Denison 5-4, and we had our chances there too. Tonight we probably controlled the game from start to finish.
Coach Schelling thought it was a great team effort to pick up a win against a good team like the Knights, who came into the game ranked 8th in the state in Class 2A.
We have very good defense. Mason Gergen probably had 4 or 5 assists. We had a pickup at second base. We had a lot of good things. We did sound things. I don't think we had an error, Chris. So we don't have an error, and your pitching's, you know, very solid. And time, you know, we hit the ball. We had more hits than it. We had 7 hits. There are 3 hits.
Atlantic improves to 5-1 with the win. They'll travel to Harlan tonight on Tuesday night. Tonight, Kemper Catholic falls to 4-4 now with that loss. Elsewhere in a Hawkeye 10 conference in baseball last night, it was Harlan over Lewis Central 7-1. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 11-3. St. Albert downing Denison in a slugfest 15-12. Glenwood 12-2 over Clarinda. Shenandoah beat Creston 5-1. In Western Iowa conference baseball last night, AHSTW over Logan Magnolia 15-5. It was Audubon over IKM Manning 6-2, Tri-Center 7-3 winners over Missouri Valley. Trainer beat Underwood 9-8. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Glidden-Ralston 11-0. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 8-6. In the Corner Conference, Stanton 12-2 over East Mills. Sydney beat Essex South Page 6-3. Fremont Mills over Whiting 13-3. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Pleasantville a 4-0 winner over Lenox last night. Moving to softball now, Alexis Handel led the way at the plate with 3 hits, including a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning as Atlantic downed Kemper Catholic 10-0 in a 6-inning softball game Monday night in Atlantic. Atlantic scored 1 run in the 1st, 5 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, and 1 each in the 5th and 6th to pick up the win. Atlantic scored their 10 runs on 13 hits. Handel went 4-for-4 on the night with 2 singles, that home run, and she went 3-for-3, rather, with a walk. Also, after the game, she praised the entire team's offensive efforts.
The whole team did a really good job at the plate. We were disciplined. We hit the balls we knew we could drive, and that ultimately helped us win with Liv with that great hit and Kennedy with the great base running. So they really came through today.
Eighth grader Melina Woodward got tossed into the lineup with Bailey Newell out for the game. Woodward played at third with Handel sliding over to shortstop, and Woodward contributed well on both sides of the ball. She had two-run double in a big third inning for Atlantic and also got a base hit in the 5th that eventually scored. After the game, she talked about getting her number called.
Yeah, I was really excited. My teammates really helped me out. I feel comfortable.
Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman was pleased with the effort of the defense, getting out of some jams, and the offense that followed.
The fact that we were able to shut them down, especially early on when they had runners in scoring position and some speed on the bases. It's a little disconcerting as a coach to see that happen. But, you know, again, a mature team that we have, we were able to play through it, and we were able to hold them off the scoreboard in those situations. So I'm very, very pleased with defensively and also, of course, when we put 10 runs across the plate and 11, 12 hits, I forget which one it is. We were very happy with our play at the plate.
Atlantic gets right back at it tonight at Harlan as part of a busy week.
Doesn't get any easier. So Harlan's been playing really well here as of late. We played them this spring, but they're missing a bunch of their usual players, so it'll be interesting to see how that is. And Shaven does a very nice job in the circle and keeps them kind of like us in the sense where Allie keeps us in most games, regardless of who we're playing. She does the same thing for Harlan. Then we got a double dip against Shenandoah here on Thursday. And then we get a lot of fun down at the Creston tournament playing ranked teams all over the place there. But, you know, that's one of the things when we go down there we want. We want to see good pitching. We want to have situations where we are kind of clutch, where we have to perform and can't make mistakes.
Allie Anderson picked up the win in the circle, going the full 6 innings, allowing 6 hits with 5 strikeouts. Anna Wanniger took the loss for Kemper Catholic, allowing 2 runs on 4 hits and a walk in 3 innings. Atlantic improves to 7-0, while Kemper Catholic falls to 3-7 on the year. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 last night, in girls softball, Creston edging Shenandoah 7-6. Glenwood beat Clarinda 13-1. Red Oak over Southwest Valley 12-0. Lewis Central 8-1 over Harlan. Denison beat St. Albert 14-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia 11-1 over AHSTW. IKM Manning beat Audubon 10-0. Riverside over Griswold 11-1. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 12-2. Trainer 3-0 over Underwood. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston a 10-9 winner over Cam. Exira EHK edging West Harrison 6-5. Coon Rapids Bayard over Bowyer Valley 7-1. In the Corner Conference, East Mills beat Stanton 14-10. It was Sydney over Essex 12-2. Fremont Mills beat Whiting 12-8. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Wayne over Nottoway Valley 15-0, and Pleasantville beat Lennox 11-1. Well, Mike Trout drove in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning for one of his two RBIs, and the Los Angeles Angels defeated the Kansas City Royals 9-6 last night in American League action. Justin Upton and Albert Pujols also had two RBIs, and Jeffrey Marte hit a solo homer to help the Angels remain undefeated against the Royals this season. The only other American League action was a doubleheader split by the Tigers and the Yankees. Yankees win game 1 7-4. Tigers took the nightcap 4-2. In the National League, just two games on Monday. San Diego beat Atlanta 11-4. San Francisco 10-3 over Arizona. The Detroit Tigers selected Auburn right-hander Casey Mize with the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft last night. The announcement at MLB Network Studios marked the second time the Tigers led off the draft and the first since they took Rice pitcher Matt Anderson in 1997. Mize had long been linked to the Tigers, and he pitched his way this season to the top spot on Detroit's list. With the second selection, San Francisco took slugging Georgia Tech catcher Joey Bart, the Atlantic Coast Conference Player of the Year. Wichita State third baseman Alec Baum was the first of six players attending the draft to be selected, going third overall to Philadelphia. Oregon State second baseman Nick Madrigal went fourth to the White Sox. Rounding out the top five was Cincinnati. They took Florida third baseman Jonathan India. The Cardinals had three picks yesterday. In the first round, with the 19th overall pick, the Cardinals took slugging third baseman Nolan Gorman from Sandra Day O'Connor High School in Arizona. With their competitive balance pick, the Cardinals took Griffin Roberts, a right-handed pitcher from Wake Forest. And also in the second round, in the compensation round, Cardinals took Lucan Baker, a first baseman from TCU. The Royals had five picks yesterday. In round one, they took Brady Singer, a right-handed pitcher from Florida. They took another right-handed pitcher from Florida in the compensation round, and with pick 33, as they got Jackson Kowar. With the next pick in the first round in compensation at the number 34, Daniel Lynch, a left-handed pitcher from Virginia, was the selection for the Royals. Also in the competitive balance round with pick number 40, the Royals took Chris Bubik of Stanford, a left-handed pitcher, and another pitcher, a right-hander, Jonathan Bolin of Memphis, was their pick in round two at number 58 for the Royals. Iowa State says forward Cameron Lard has enrolled at a wellness center instead of joining his teammates for summer workouts. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says Lard, who averaged 12 points and shot 60% as a freshman last season, needs to change some personal habits. In April, Lard's drug paraphernalia charge was dismissed during a pretrial hearing, according to the Des Moines Register. He was stopped by Ames police on February 4th for speeding, and police smelled marijuana coming from the car. He pleaded guilty to speeding, and both charges are misdemeanors. This offseason, the 20-year-old Lard was cited for being underage at an Ames bar. The Cyclone said in a press release Monday that Lard will rejoin the team after he completes the wellness program. Prohm says Cam has been open to improving as a person and desiring to make better decisions. He said he's proud of him for taking ownership on becoming the best he can be. There's a very bright future for him if he matures as a young man. Well, the Washington Capitals are one win away from the first Stanley Cup championship in the 43-year history of the franchise. T.J. Oshie, Tom Wilson, and Devontae Smith-Pelly all scored in the first period, and the Capitals cruised from there, routing the Vegas Golden Knights 6-2 to take a commanding 3-1 lead in that best-of-seven series. Only the 1942 Detroit Red Wings have blown a 3-1 series lead after winning the first three games against Toronto. Game 5 is Thursday night in Las Vegas. Dwight Clark will forever be remembered for one iconic moment, his leap in the back of the end zone to make a fingertip grab of a game-winning touchdown that launched the San Francisco 49ers dynasty and is one of the most indelible images in NFL history. Clark, the author of one play simply known as The Catch, died on Monday, just more than a year after revealing he had ALS. He was 61 years old. Clark said in March of 2017 that he had amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease, which attacks cells that control muscles. He suspected playing football might have caused the illness. The team said that he died Monday surrounded by friends and family. Clark won two Super Bowls with the 49ers during a nine-year career that ended in 1987. And in golf news, Adam Scott went through U.S. Open qualifying for the first time in his career, and he made it with one stroke to spare. Scott two-putted from about 30 feet for par on the final hole at the Lakes Golf and Country Club for an even par 72 to be among 14 players who made it through the 36-hole qualifier. One shot less, and Scott would have been in a 10-man playoff for the final spot. Instead, he'll be competing in his 68th consecutive major dating to the 2001 U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is set for later this month, June 14th through the 17th at Shinnecock Hills. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678.